While the Donald Trump administration seems to be hearing agriculture's message on the dangers involved in revising the North America Free Trade Agreement, well, it's a highly successful deal for the sector for almost a quarter century. Now, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, in one of his most direct responses yet on NAFTA and agriculture, told the House Ways and Means Committee the administration recognizes NAFTA has worked for U.S. producers.
We realize there have been winners and there have been losers in the NAFTA process as it's developed over these 23 years. 25 years since the negotiations themselves began, agriculture has been a winner.
And he added a key commitment producers and ag groups wanted from Lighthizer in his Hill testimony this week.
And it is very important that we do no harm. So our very high priority will be making sure that we do not disrupt our sales in agricultural products to either Canada or Mexico, but presumably you're mostly thinking about Mexico. And that is a problem. It's a legitimate worry. It's something we're worried about and very concerned about.
Well, American Farm Bureau and National Pork Producer officials stressed ahead of Lighthizer's remarks how key Mexico is for pork, corn, and a range of farm products, exports of which have grown exponentially since NAFTA began 23 years ago. While lawmakers also stressed the need to resolve a fight with Canada over ultra-filtered milk. But President Trump, at a rally in Iowa, held out just two possibilities for NAFTA.
So we're going to either renegotiate it successfully, which would be my first choice, or we're going to terminate it, and that's going to be that.
But that, of course, is not what U.S. agriculture wants when it exports to Canada and Mexico have more than quadrupled in the last 23 years. Nor is it what Canada or Mexico want. And yes, the president's threat may be a bargaining strategy, but trade experts say it's also a risk, if not a gamble, that hard-won gains could be lost if the U.S. fails to get a better NAFTA deal the second time around. Okay, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, I've never seen so many stories on Donald Trump. He makes a trip to Iowa. We talk about agriculture. And he wishes he was a farmer. Can you believe it? We're going to talk about that when we come back. And also, we're going to talk ethanol and all the things that he talked about at college and what he told the public on Wednesday night. That's next.